Stuart, how frustrating was that tonight?
Listen, I think you've got to give credit to Southend. Big, strong, physical side from the first kick, you know, up to Ranger, win on, flick ons. Strong two big boys in the middle of the park. They defended well. But I don't think we deserved any more than we got, I've got to say. I thought they were, you know, we had a little spell. I think first 20 minutes were, I mean, we've got to realise that teams aren't going to come here and let us just play as football and get on with it, which they didn't. And then we had a little spell just before half time, 15, 20 minutes, where, you know, if we were a little bit more clinical, we could have scored a couple more. We didn't. And second half, you know, we've got to see games out sometimes. You know, we've got a free kick, we give it away sloppily. 10 seconds later, they're putting a ball in our box. We should stop the cross, and we don't. So, but we've no divine right to think, you know, we can just turn up and listen. They want a lack of effort. I thought they played in a way that a lot of teams might do against us. They got it long. They won the second balls. It was very scrappy. So yeah, I mean, I think I've just been hearing some of the results coming in there. So there's no easy games in this league, as much as you'd like to think so. You know, that you'd expect to beat teams that are in and around the bottom. I believe Oldham have beat Scunthorpe, and there's been some other games that. So it just shows you. Listen, you've got to be right on your game. And we got into situations in the second half when we were one-on-ones, and you've got to give them credit for defending well. But yeah, disappointing that we didn't win a home game. But I don't think we deserved any more than we got.
But it's still just one defeat in 14 games, isn't it? Let's be realistic.
Yeah, and again, it wasn't lack of effort or anything like that tonight. We just, I say that they were tirelessly to stop us. And then when it becomes a battle like that, we probably ain't got as many. Our strengths, I mean, we battle well, don't get me wrong, but if we can get the ball down like we did for the 20 minutes just prior to half time and play through teams like we did, I thought Harris for that little period was fantastic for us, but naturally he's going to tire, you know, because he's not that much football. And then in endless, and we ended up doing the same as them. We put Big Hansen on because they were launching it, and you know, we were trying to play through and getting cut out. So, you know, we thought we'd maybe, you know, try go put them under a bit of pressure with long balls and get flick-ons for Jordan. Jordan was in once, and the boy got back and did great defending. Phil come on and put two terrific crosses in, and you know, they've defended that again. So, yeah, it wasn't what we were after, but you know, it's another point.
Vance Lowe in midfield tonight. What did you make of his performance?
I thought he did okay. I think we brought Rory back because we knew Ranger was playing up top for them. It was a, you know, real handful, physical unit, 6'3", whatever. And I thought Tim on Saturday, you know, late on, looked a little bit tired. So sometimes you have to make changes when you've got games Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. And we'll have a little look. And obviously, I think Sheffield United are flying. They've won 3-0 tonight. So we know what sort of game it will be on Saturday. But we'll regroup and refresh and look to go and put in a real strong performance.
You must be pleased, Stuart, with Marmot Nulty getting off the mark as well, and the way he took his goal, probably the first opportunity he's had like that since he's been here, and he took it well.
Yeah, he had one, I think, I can't remember, Bristol Rovers or Fleetwood, I think it was, before his injury, and just pulled it wide. But we were saying even on Saturday, you know, we haven't really given him any service that, you know, he's after, and he's worked hard tonight, but we'll try to play Harris in an area where we can get him on the ball and Harris can slide him through, and you know, he's done that, and he's a good finisher, Nulty, there's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be available for Saturday, being his parent club, Sheffield United, and it's been a bit stop-start for him. You know, he's got an injury, played, then he got an injury. So the lad's desperate to do well, but they all are. I thought, as you say, he took his goal really well. And it's about getting people in the right area where they can use the strengths.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Saturday. Obviously, he can't play against them, so it's another change you're going to have to make then.
Yeah, and we'll make changes anyway. You know, we'll be we'll have a look at it. We'll sit down and have a look at things. And you know, there's people who are on bench tonight who are desperate to play, and likewise, there's people who play tonight who want to keep the jersey. So we've got a good squad. We've got a competitive squad, and you know, we'll look forward to Saturday, what should be a ding dong game. They'll bring a great following, and it should be a smashing atmosphere.
You must be pleased with Colin Doyle's response, Stuart. He said on Saturday he held his hands up with the free kick, but a couple of really important saves, particularly the one from now Ranger tonight.
Was it when second half?
Yeah,
that's what was coming afterwards. I think, can't remember their goalie having much to do, but I remember Doyle having one good save. But listen, you know, goalkeeper, he was first to hold his hand up, all right. He's made a step in it, and the boys put it in the far corner. He was disappointed. We're all disappointed, but he's been terrific since he's been here. I thought Knight Percival tonight was absolutely outstanding. and, you know, long may his form continue.
Indeed so. I think he's probably leading the way in our man of the match vote as well at the moment. Any injuries at all? Any problems picked up tonight?
No, I don't think so. No, I think they were fine. All good.
Back
good.
James Meredith, Stuart, for the weekend or not?
Possibly. He was better today. I think, listen, as well as you know, Matthew did tonight, we obviously missed Meredith's bombing on and getting to the dead ball line and putting balls in. That's not killer style. He's more of a centre-half, you know, filling in for us at left-back. And he's done fine again. He defended well and everything like that and been decent on the ball. But, you know, you sometimes do miss. I thought first half today when we got it out left, Killer's looking to pass it inside, whereas Meza would knock it out and bomb on. So that probably side of his game we missed a little bit. But we know Killer's not that type of fullback, and, you know, as I say, defensively was sound.
A few boos at full time from the crowd. Is that disappointing for you?
No, I think there was only one person who were booing. It was a man in the middle with a whistle. I don't think it was.
Have you seen a free kick before given for offside inside?
No, it's a new rule, Chris. It's a new rule. It's a crazy rule, but it is a new rule. No, it is. It's right. But I've never seen somebody go down and be brought down and not give a foul, and then 2 minutes later the same thing happens and we get a yellow card. But anyway, it wasn't tonight because of the referee that we didn't win. You know, Southend, credit to them. But I don't think, certainly, the fans weren't booing the team. I think there was only one man that were booing, and as I say, he was carrying a whistle.